Hello, hi everyone. Praise the Lord. I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Okay, sorry, I know it might not be evening to you, but it's evening to me here. And I've been having a session with God this evening, and He just put something so strong on my heart. Something so strong about His Word. Something about the Word of God. There's something about the Word of God. There's something about the Word of God. We don't realize how much power we have in the Word of God. We don't realize it. Because if we realize how much power we have in the Word of God, we would hold on to it with all our might. The Word of God is God Himself. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word of God is God Himself. And I've been praying today, and the Lord put this in my spirit, that when the turbulences are unto us, when the wind is blowing, when you're in a tough situation, when everything is crumbling around you, hold on to His Word. Never let go of the Word of God. Never let go of His Word. And that means that you need to have this Word in your heart already. Because if you don't have the Word in your heart, then what are you going to be holding on to in the first place? You won't be holding on to anything because you don't even have it. So it's important for you to read the Word of God, for you to allow it to sink in your spirit. The Word of God needs to move out of your head and then come down into your heart, into your spirit, so that it can become as true as you know truth to be. So that you can be so sure as you can ever be of it. That even when you just wake out of bed, you can and they ask you a question, you can be able to say yes. Because the Word of God says so. When that Word has sunk in your spirit. And then when that happens, of course, tests are going to come. Of course, you'll be sifted. Situations are going to come that are going to break you down and make you question, really, is God there? Does He really care? Did He even hear your prayer last night? Or does He even care what you're feeling or what you're going through? During those moments, hold on to His Word. The Lord has just told me that as you hold on to my Word during that situation, that is like you holding on to me. If you're in a tough situation and you let go of the Word of God and you start doubting it and you start saying, no, this doesn't work. No, God, you really care. You said you won't forsake me, but I think you've really forsaken me. When you start saying those words, you are letting go of the Word. And the moment you let go of the Word of God, you're letting God go. Because His Word is Himself. His Word is His DNA. If His Word is present in your heart, then God is present in your heart. If the Word of God is what is coming out of your mouth, then God is present in your words, in your mouth. Where His Word is where He is. So no matter how tough the situation you're going through is, never discard the Word. Never let go of the Word. Cry while you're speaking the Word. Cry while you're speaking the Word of God. Feel that pain, but while you're speaking the Word of God. Go through that disappointment, go through that loss, whatever it is that the world throws at you, go through it, but while maintaining the Word of God in your mouth. Because the Word of God is God. The moment you discard that Word, you're discarding Him. You're going to go out in harm's way, and the devil's going to play on your feelings, play on you any way he wants, until he just throws you off somewhere. Okay? So do not let go of the Word of God. Hold on to that Word. Hold on to that promise. Go in the Scriptures. What does God say about the situation I'm in? What does God say about this situation? Get to know what He says about that situation and do what that Word says and confess what that Word says. And live like that Word is saying. Let the Word be part of you 100%. That Word is God Himself. Let that Word be part of you 100%. Do not let go. Even if you're claiming a healing, yes, as long as Christ was striped on His back, that confirmed our healing. So you hold on to it. The Bible says he who believes does not make haste. You hold on. If you believe it, be patient. Faith works with patience as well. You hold on to that truth of the word. You hold on to it. You keep speaking it. You keep claiming it. Even when it's not happening like the way you want to, do not let go of the word. Please don't let go of the word. We need to understand how powerful the word of God is. He said, he who believeth, to him nothing will be impossible. That's in the scripture. To him that believeth, nothing will be impossible. So you need to speak the word of God in your situation. That word needs to get out of your head and go deep into your spirit. So speak it until you believe it. And the moment you believe it like this, nothing will be impossible. That word will do what it was sent to do, and you will be amazed at the results. Our God is a God who speaks. He has been speaking since creation. In fact, he spoke creation into place. He said, let this be, let there be light, let this be. He literally spoke creation in place. It was his word that created all those things that we see and those we don't see. It was his word. And we have that same word in the Bible, in scriptures. That same word. The word that created the earth and everything we see, those same words, we have them in scripture. So we need to study scripture. We need to read the word of God. We need to feed on it like it's food, because actually it's food. The Bible says that it gives strength to our bones. It's life to us. It's sweet like honeycomb. His word is like food to our spirits. We need it. Invest in the word of God. Let me tell you, invest in the word of God. Get tapes that teach about the word of God. Listen to them. Play them over and over again. Speak that word over your life. Speak that word over your situation. Speak that word to yourself. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Speak that word out loud. Let it go into your ears so that you can hear it. You don't need to wait until Sunday to hear the word of God. You don't need to wait until you play a tape for you to hear the word of God. You can speak it out. Read that Bible out loud so that those words can come out of your mouth and then enter you through your ears so that you can hear them as well. And when you hear them, faith will be built in you. Faith which can move mountains. Faith which can change situations. Hallelujah. The word of God. The secret is the word of God. The Bible says that his word is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Meaning, if we have the word, we know where we are going. We don't step amiss, because it's the light. It shows us where to go. It shows us what to do, where to step and where not to step. The Bible says, isn't my word like a hammer that shatters rocks? The word of God shatters rocks. Every rock that the enemy sends at you, every rock of a situation in your life, every rock of a habit in your life, the word of God shatters it, because it's a hammer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God brings us knowledge. The Bible says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. It also says that my people perish due to lack of knowledge, because they don't know the word. Hallelujah. Knowledge. The word of God gets us to know who we are in God, who our God is, and who we are as well. It helps us to know what we are created to be. Hallelujah. It helps us to know this new life that we have been born into. Because when you become a born-again person, it means you've been born afresh in the spirit. Now you have to learn to live in the spirit. And what is going to guide you to learn to live in the spirit? It is the word of God. It will show you how to grow. It will show you to be food. It will build you up. Paul said that this word of grace that I give to you is able to build you up and to bring you an inheritance. It's the word of God that brings us our inheritances in God. Oh, hallelujah. We are children of Abraham. There are blessings that are in the lineage of Abraham, the lineage that we come in, that we are aligned in. And if you do not know those blessings, you won't be able to enjoy them. But the word of God reveals them to us. It builds our spirits up so that we can grow. From children who only feed on milk to matures who would digest the word. Hallelujah. And then who know what to do, who are mature, who have grown, who are able to handle their inheritance. Hallelujah. Oh, goodness. Thank you, Jesus. For the Bible says that a child will still be a heir, if he's a child, will still be treated as a servant until he's of age. Okay? If you are a heir to riches and wealth, they'll bring in somebody who is mature enough to manage that wealth for you, because you're still a child, until you grow, and then that wealth is transferred into your hands. Because with growth, they'll be able to trust you to handle that inheritance. It's a scripture in the Bible somewhere, okay? That a heir, as long as he's still a child, will be treated as a servant until they grow, okay, to be able to handle the inheritances, okay? So some of us, we are children in the spirit. We are still children. We might be born again for 10 years, 15 years, but when we are still babes in the spirit. And what brings that? What brings that is the lack of the word of God. Okay, yes, you can read the word of God, and yes, you can quote a few scriptures, but you've not allowed that word to work in you. Because the more you open yourself up to that word to work in you, you grow spiritually. You grow, you mature. Okay, you can find somebody who's like 5 years in Christianity, but when they're operating at a higher spiritual level, and you wonder what's going on, it's because these people have given themselves out to the word of God. They've allowed it to work in them, to change them, to trim them, to guide them in how to live, in how to talk, in how to behave, in how to respond to situations. They've opened themselves up to the word to build them up. That is what we are all supposed to do. Because until that word enters you into your spirit, deep in your spirit, it's not gonna build you. You're still gonna be a babe. You still need a pastor to tell you the word of God. You still need a pastor to tell you what the Bible says. And yet these are things you are supposed to know, all of us. Every Christian is supposed to be a teacher of the word. Hallelujah. Oh my God, these scriptures are coming in my head. I know I cannot be able to bring out scripture references right now, but the scriptures I've read in the Bible, and they are there. And I'll re-listen to this once again and get my notes together, and I put them somewhere for you to know. But the Bible says that everyone is supposed to grow. There's a level we're all supposed to reach at, and we are able to teach the word, to rightfully divide the word of truth. All of us. This is not something meant for pastors and prophets. No, all of us, okay? God is our Father. We all have direct access to God. It's not only pastors who have direct access to God, or preachers who have direct access to God, or prophets. No, we all have direct access to God. And the Word of God brings us truth to us, and we get to know that, okay, the veil was torn, okay? The access to the Holy of Holies is open. It's available to all of us. Okay, and then you get to know that you alone can determine how far you can be from God. Imagine that, you know. And the word of God takes us there. It helps us reach there. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, glorious God. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you that you've given us the word. Thank you that we have access to the word of God. That we have it on our phones, we have it in our homes, we have Bibles, we can find it on the internet, we can have apps of your word on our phones, where we can be able to read it anytime. Father, thank you for the word of God, and thank you for the power you have put in the word of God. And Father, I pray that whoever is listening to this recording, Father, they may be able to get this spiritual food just like you've just given it to me, Father, of how important your word is to us, of how much power it holds. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that by your word you created everything we see and everything we don't see. And you've given us that word. Hallelujah. And Jesus came. Jesus came in flesh, but he was the word of God in flesh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we have your words. We have scriptures that we can read, and we get to know how things operate in the spirit realm, how things operate in the kingdom we are now born into. Oh, the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We get to know. We get to have knowledge of who we are and who you are, and how we can be victors, and how you have already provided all these things for us and are all hidden in the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you do not care to give us only healing. You don't only want to give us new jobs. You don't only want to give us money, but you want to get your word in our spirit, because you know as soon as the word gets in our spirit, nothing will be impossible. We shall be able to command situations. You said with faith you'll be able to speak to a mountain to be moved. Hallelujah. Meaning we will need that faith. you've given us all a portion of faith, but the Bible says that also faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God, hearing your word. Oh Father, I pray that we may come to understand the gravity and the power that is in your word, and the opportunity we have to access that power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because with your word, we are not victims, we are victors. We know what to do. We are not ignorant. Hallelujah. With your word, we know what to do. We know where to go. We know what to say. We know how to respond to situations. Hallelujah. With your word, we are wise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the word of God, and Jesus has been made wisdom unto us. Hallelujah. So with your word, we are wise. We are not confused. We know what to do. We are not lied to. False prophets can't lie to us. They cannot play with our spirits. The Bible says that the blind, when they lead a blind man, they both fall into a pit. So we are not blind. We are enlightened by your word. Hallelujah. For thy word is light. Hallelujah. We don't walk in darkness anymore. We don't go on groping in darkness anymore. No, with your word, we have the light, and you've called us to be the light of the world. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So how can we be the light if we don't have your word? Oh, Father, I pray that we may all get to understand this, and that our spirits may be able to pick it and understand it, and know that with your word, if we have your word, we have you. If we have your word, we have you. Hallelujah. You said, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, oh, Rimoshikarabaya, you'll be able to ask for whatever you wish and it will be done. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, help us understand how important it is for us to take your word seriously, and how important it is for us to know what your word says and to open ourselves up to allow it to work in us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word. And I thank you for everyone listening in. Bless their souls, oh God. I know you've led them to this recording, given them the patience to listen till the end for a reason. And I pray, Father, Lord, that their spirits may be uplifted by this truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is a word that I've gotten straight from you, God. This is me feeding straight from your hand, Lord. You care to release this truth to us. You care to connect with us on a personal level. And I thank you, Lord, that you've desired to do that for each and every one of us. May we open ourselves more unto you, God, because you desire to share with us secrets of the kingdom. The Bible says it has been given unto us to know the secrets of the kingdom. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's been given to all of us to know the secrets of the kingdom. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, help us, help us, help us in our weaknesses. Help us, oh God, in our weaknesses. We are overcomers. We are overcomers. And right now we overcome every weakness, every limitation, every procrastination, everything that has been holding us back from being in our positions and doing what we are supposed to do. Oh, we are overcomers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless God for everyone listening. And yeah, this has been pretty long. Oh my, it's 19 minutes. But I pray you really get blessed. And I pray that this word may build and uplift your spirit and do what God intended for it to do in your life. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. This is Essie with Life in God. Be blessed. Bye.